I'm Charles Bankhead of MedPage Today. The balance of physician opinion is tipped in favor of national health insurance, according to results of a nationwide survey appearing in Annals of Internal Medicine. 60% of physicians surveyed favor some type of national health insurance program, a 10 percentage point swing since a similar survey was conducted 5 years ago. Although the study wasn't designed to determine the reasons for physicians' opinions, Dr. Aaron Carroll of Indiana University in Indianapolis speculates about some of the possible explanations.
I think what you're seeing likely is a fact of that physicians are really seeing what the insurance crisis in America is doing. We hear statistics all the time about people who can't get the care they need or how being uninsured can negatively impact your health and even can lead to an increased number of deaths every year. But I think physicians are on the front lines and are likely seeing how not having insurance impacts our patients. Speaking for myself, I can tell you at least every time I'm in clinic, we have a problem where we need to refer a patient, and either because they don't have insurance or they don't have the right kind of insurance, we can't get them the care that they need in a timely manner. And I think that probably more and more physicians are coming to the realization that we've tried very hard with incremental reforms and other ways of sort of putting Band-Aids over the system, and it's just not working. The problems, if anything, are getting worse. And it probably will take some more reasonably radical reform to get significant change in this country.
Do you think the results reflect the views of physicians in specialties that have more encounters with uninsured and underinsured patients?
I do. I think that part of it has to do exactly with what you're saying of the physicians in more primary care specialties and perhaps emergency medicine who do see this or are probably more negatively impacted by the insurance crisis as it stands. I also think that some of the specialties that are less in support likely aren't feeling the pinch quite so much, either because their salaries are pretty high to begin with. It just so happens that, you know, we didn't actually test the conclusions against salary, but surgical subspecialists, radiologists, anesthesiologists are some of the most highly paid physicians that are out there. They're probably also the ones whose salary might be impacted the most if there was any kind of national health insurance reform. So I think probably it's a combination of how it would impact, that kind of reform would impact each physician individually, also, and you're right, how much they're exposed to patients with uninsurance or patients with who are underinsured and the problems that that brings.
How do these survey results compare with the views of organized medicine?
They're really not congruent at all. Most major medical specialty organizations, be it the AMA, the ACP, the representatives for emergency physicians, ACOG, which is obstetrics and gynecologists, almost none of these are in support of national health insurance. And those that do advocate for reform are more along the lines of what we would call incremental reform, who try to do more Band-Aids on the system, be it by expanding the safety nets or trying to reform the way that private insurance interacts with the system. The only really major medical organization that represents a specialty that has said anything really positive about national health insurance recently is the American College of Physicians. I believe it was in the fall, actually put out a statement saying that they thought that there were two avenues of reform that should be seriously considered, and one of them would be a single-payer national health insurance system. And so really that was the first time that a major medical organization actually said this is something we should seriously consider. And even that is a big step forward. So really, I don't think that the organizations for the most part that represent physicians are speaking for physicians on this issue.
If medical organizations don't represent the views of physicians you surveyed, who do they represent?
That's an excellent question. They may be speaking for their membership. It may be that those who choose to join these organizations are those that are not in favor of national health insurance. It also may be that they are speaking, I don't know, in some sort of vested self-interest. This, again, is not what we studied, and I'm guessing. I don't know who they're speaking for, but I do know who they're not speaking for.
I'm Charles Bankhead, MedPage Today.